News Talk Tonight with Mark Toohey on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Hey, welcome back. It is great to have a little bit of opportunity to share some of your night with you. I really appreciate it. Joining us now as a guest, Bobby Joe Bites is a participant of HOPE who's going to talk to us about the CIBC, Run for the Cure. This is the one we're going to be talking about is in Toronto, but these happen all over Canada. They raise money for the Canadian Cancer Society, an outstanding cause. Although at first I had my dander up because I hate when people close my roads, but this is the least of the closures, so I'm calmed down now, and it's all going to be fine. Bobby Joe, welcome to News Talk Tonight.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you are a participant of HOPE in the CIBC Run for the Cure this year. What is a participant of HOPE?
Well, a participant of HOPE is what I am. I will be participating. I have raised some money for the CIBC Run for the Cure. As I've learned, it's Canada's largest single-day event in support of breast cancer and breast cancer research. So how amazing is that? The funds that have already been raised to date are astounding.
Do you know how much money has been raised? This has been going, the Run for the Cure, I don't think it was always the CIBC Run for the Cure, but it's started in 1992, as I understand, so that's 30 years ago this year. What kind of money are we talking about? Do you have any idea?
I believe a little over $10 million to date. You know, give or take a penny here or there, I guess.
And you mentioned it's a single-day event. It happens on the same day across Canada in just about every town and burg and city, isn't it?
Yes, it does. All the way from the Niagara region, the GTA, all the way into Ottawa, Gatineau, like that's for Ontario, all the way up to Thunder Bay, Ontario. It's very, very widespread.
And it's not a marathon. I often get it confused with a bunch of other charitable events, which earn my ire because I live down on the lakeshore and it closes things forever. But your event doesn't really impact me as much. But it's something that even I might aspire to do because I would never be able to run a marathon. How far and how can I participate? It's not all running.
Correct. Nope. I will not be running. I will be walking. I will be walking with my youngest daughter and a couple friends. We're going to do a couple kilometers. It's what you can do. And that's what the fundraising is all about, too. It's like pledging, almost. You say you're going to do it. So I know last year when my friend Deb and I, when we got together and participated, the weather was absolutely horrible. It was windy. It was rainy. But it didn't matter because we got out there and we did it. And as I say, my friend Deb, she's also a metastatic breast cancer thriver like myself. It's a small victory because what metastatic breast cancer is, it's a stage 4 diagnosis.
Yeah, I was going to ask how cancer has touched your life. It's touched the lives of just, I mean, I can't think of anybody who doesn't know someone or isn't themselves someone who's been touched directly or indirectly by cancer. What does this run mean for you? Like, how does this, like, you're a survivor of cancer, a thriver after having a cancer. What does it mean for you to be able to participate in this and to help raise funds?
Like I said, it's a small victory. Everything I do now, I keep saying, is a small victory. One example of what the research dollars and fundraising and donations have done, one of my first lines of treatment, I'll explain what a line of treatment is, but one of my first lines of treatment was this drug called Ibrance. I had never heard of it. And I found out that it has only been in Canada since 2015, so it's relatively new. And if it weren't for, you know, fundraising and events like this, we might not even have access to that drug. And I am grateful for, you know, the time that I was on it. And What a line of treatment is a line of medication. So I am on my fourth line of treatment right now, which just means the first one I was on, okay, it worked for a bit, and then I have scans every 3 months, and that's what, you know, tells me if the disease is stable or if it's progressing. So, like I say, I'm on my fourth line, and I feel great. So again, from fundraising and donations and the research that the Canadian Cancer Society has done and everything, it's kind of like mind-boggling when you really think of it.
So does that mean that you're still battling cancer, or does this mean that you're on a drug now with this fourth line that you're going to have to take, you know, basically forever just to stay ahead of it and to prevent it from coming back?
Yes and yes. Okay. I will never be free of the cancer, as much as I hate to say that, but it's reality. But I'm living with it, and I'm living with it well. When people, especially metastatic, so what stage four means, when I first heard stage four, I thought, you know, the scary stuff too.
It sounds terrifying.
It really does, and honestly, I was scared out of my wits. But thankfully, all of my family and my doctors, they explained it, and it's not as scary anymore, because I understand. I did not Google anything, because Googling is not a good thing. But what stage four means is it has traveled from its original starting place, which for me was my breast, and it's gone into various other places. So I kind of compare myself to a Dalmatian. I have spots all over me. what I have is called metastatic breast cancer, and it typically invades the bones, the lungs, the liver, and the brain. I have many spots and many bones within me, and it has invaded my liver, but that's what I'm hoping the current drug that I'm on. I just went for scans yesterday, so I'm crossing my fingers that in a week I get good news, and I know I will get good news.
Well, we'll cross our fingers as well, and thank you so much for sharing your own experience and talking a little bit about the Run for the Cure. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much. And for anyone that's listening, please go to the CIBC Run for the Cure. Google it and look for the run in your area, or look for my name and donate to my page, and I'll be posting pictures. I'm very, very grateful.
Thanks so much, Bobby Jo. I really appreciate talking with you tonight. Yeah, you can Google CIBC Run for the Cure. It happens Sunday. It happens across the country in just about every town and city. And it is fundraising for a good cause and a chance to get out, do something active after a pandemic, and have a little bit of fun. You don't have to walk far. You don't have to walk fast. You can run if you want. And everybody should, I hope, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. My name is Mark Tuohy. You're listening to News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Thanks to Ben Harrison. Thanks to Mark Tang. Thanks to Zach, the Wonder Guy, who's actually pushing all the buttons tonight. So there you go. But thanks to you.